Friday morning on the Morning Team Show on WSGW. It's 7:40 with Dave and Pat and Charlie. And on Friday mornings after the 7:30 news, also with Saginaw Valley State University football, it's pregame time with football ready again on a Saturday. On a Friday morning, we have fun talking with Voice of Cardinals Football in studio with us once again. And we say good morning to you and welcome, J.J. Bain.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you?
Everything's fantastic. I know it's fantastic in your SVSU football world, following a nice victory from last week. Before we get into this weekend's fun, let's talk about last weekend over Wayne State. You know, sometimes if you look at statistics, you can say, because of the overwhelming statistical situation I'm seeing, that this team must have won the football game. It's not always the case sometimes. A team can overwhelm you in stats but still lose the game. In the case last week, SVSU overwhelmed Wayne State in stats and did overwhelm them in the football game. Very impressive.
Well, I think what SVSU did a very good job of, especially through the first three quarters, is they completely bottled up Wayne State offensively. I mean, Wayne State just struggled to move the football, and they were shut out through three quarters. And that was a lot could be attributed to the fact that the SVSU defense played very well, as I think they have all season. You know, when you look at the way SVSU has played through the first 4 weeks, the defense has played well. Yes, Ferris State scored 47 points. That's a juggernaut offense. The game went to overtime. SVSU scored 45, so it was a back-and-forth kind of game. But Bowie State on the road, SVSU loses that one 28-19 to a nationally ranked team. But you know, seven of those points for Bowie State were off a pick six. SVSU wins at home 13-9 over Kingsville, you know, Texas A&M Kingsville. They have done a good job defensively all season long, and that was a big part of it because it took the offense a little bit of some time to get going. But you and I last week were talking about SVSU struggling on third down against Ferris State, when I believe they were 3 of 17 converting on third down. Last week, SVSU 12 of 20 converting on third down in the 41-21 victory on the road at Wayne State. So that was another one of those statistics that really do help paint the picture of why the outcome turned out the way that it did.
And what was it, like 27-0 before?
Correct.
Wayne State even scored. So I assume, and you tell me, that does offer up options then for your team when you get up a lead that big. And is a lead ever safe, I guess? But still, it gives you options to try and maybe have other players play or work on specific things that maybe you couldn't work on if it was a very tight, close game.
Well, what I liked about what I saw from SVSU is, okay, yeah, after you have 27-0, do you want to put it on cruise control? Absolutely. Give Wayne State credit. They didn't quit. Trey Davis was able to get a 57-yard touchdown pass to get Wayne State on the board. And then SVSU's next possession, Wayne State was able to force a fumble. They returned it 51 yards the other way for a touchdown. So now it's 27-14, SVSU is on top, and now the crowd's finally into it because they've had nothing to cheer for all night long. And so what you saw, though, is SVSU was able to come out. They were very composed. They put together a 5-minute and 14-second drive. Tommy Scott got another touchdown, and SVSU was able to reassert control of the game, and Wayne State never really threatened again. So what I liked from SVSU is, okay, hey, it looks like we've got this one put away. Boom, boom, two big plays by Wayne State. All of a sudden, they're back in it. But SVSU was very composed and able to put together a good drive to get an answering touchdown to go back on top by three scores.
And doing it on the road, granted, Wayne State is not a huge long road trip, but still, traveling on the road, the home field you got to play out in front of, and it's not the easiest thing to do.
And it was the third road game in a row. You know, so SVSU had opened Labor Day weekend at home. They've been on the road for three straight weeks. So even though that was a short trip, yes, that was the third straight road game. So SVSU will be very, very glad to be back in Wick Stadium tomorrow.
And tomorrow, not going to be easy any time that you welcome Grand Valley, the Battle of the Valleys. Wow, it's an early afternoon contest, too, that fans can enjoy. Let me, first of all, before we get on the field, where are we at with the Battle of the Valleys at
It's back.
That took place. Okay, I thought so. Explain that.
Yeah, so for many, many years, if you go back to the early 2000s, you know, SVSU and Grand Valley were perennially two of the top teams in the nation for Division II football. You know, multiple battles between those two teams where they were both ranked in the top five in the country. Well, what the student leaders of the schools did at that time is said, hey, let's capitalize on all the interest in this game. Let's raise some money for charity. And now that's been going on for almost 20 years. Now, there were a couple of years in there where the Grand Valley Student Senate elected to withdraw. They did not participate. The SVSU student said, no, this is too important to our university community and to the charities who benefit, so we're going to keep it going. So SVSU kept the fundraising going all by themselves. Now Grand Valley is back in. So this week, all week long, if you walked through campus, you could not miss the student activity to raise money for the Children's Grief Center of the Great Lakes Bay region. They're headquartered in Midland. They serve the whole region in terms of providing grief support to children who need it. It's a wonderful organization. And so the students have been pieing professors in the courtyard. Yesterday, the representatives of the Children's Grief Center out there, they were making, like, I would call them like glitter bottles. I don't know what the proper term is, but they were doing some fun things out there. There was a date auction on Wednesday night. And I was talking to the student, Maddie, who's the Battle of the Valleys chair this year, and she was telling me there were more than 50 students who auctioned themselves off to date somebody for a night. And so that all raised money. So they've done a wonderful job, and the winner of the fundraising competition will be announced tomorrow. You can go to svsu.edu/BOV, svsu.edu/BOV, and give online if you would like. Fundraising is open until noon today.
Well, I'm glad to hear that's been going on, and it is going on because it is a worthwhile tie-in to a football game. Have some great fun, but also support a great cause.
And the SVSU students have raised hundreds of, I should look up the number, and I should have it off the top of my head, but I don't at the moment. It's hundreds of thousands of dollars that they have raised for regional charities throughout the course of this competition.
Let's talk about the battle on the field. Grand Valley is never easy. They always have a very good football team. In fact, they come into this game undefeated against SVSU. What do they bring into the field?
Run game, and more run game. I mean, that's really been, I mean, as Grand Valley's got a good defense as well, don't get me wrong. But really, the strength of what they've been able to do is they've been able to really run the ball on teams all season long. Tariq Reed had 4 rushing touchdowns in their win over Michigan Tech last week. He's averaging 7 yards a carry. Their starting quarterback, Cade Peterson, he's a running threat. He's averaging 8.5 yards per carry. Then they've got 2 other running backs who've both gotten a fair number of carries. They're averaging 6.8 and 6.7 yards per carry. Do you get the idea? Grand Valley wants to run the football and has had success running the football. So, by the same token, SVSU's done a pretty good job of containing the run. I mean, Wayne State last week was definitely a run-first football team. I don't think Wayne State's running game is as good as Grand Valley's, but SVSU was really able to bottle it up. If they can contain Grand Valley's running game, for Grand Valley receiving, their leading receiver, Hunter Risen, he only has 7 catches on the season. I mean, Grand Valley doesn't throw the ball, hasn't had to throw the ball a lot. Let me put it to you that way. They haven't had to throw the ball a lot, so they haven't done as much in the passing game. And so that's really going to be, I think, the number one challenge for SVSU tomorrow is, can you contain the Grand Valley ground game?
If Saginaw Valley does that, forcing Grand Valley perhaps to go to the passing game, since they haven't had to, do they have a passing game?
Well, Cade Peterson is in his second season as the starting quarterback for Grand Valley, and yes, he's a capable quarterback. By the same token, what you've seen from SVSU all season is if teams try to throw on SVSU, they've been able to get some interceptions and force some turnovers, and they've been able to get pressure on the quarterback. I mean, last week, SVSU got a beautiful strip sack where I think it was Leonard Henry who came in. You know, he just goes around, the quarterback steps into the pocket, Henry sees it, he goes with that big old right arm, and and rips the ball right out of the quarterback's arm and turtles it to the ground. So SVSU's done a good job pressuring the quarterback. They forced turnovers that way. If you remember back in the Bowie State game in week two, SVSU forced a fumble on a sack that they recovered in the end zone for a touchdown. So they've been able to get pressure on quarterbacks. They've been able to get interceptions in the passing game. And so, yes, I think that would create some opportunities for the SVSU defense to make some big plays. And then on the other side, Grand Valley has a good defense. But you look at what Tommy Scott's doing for SVSU this year. You know, he ran for another 150 yards and three touchdowns last week. And he's doing a very good job of getting SVSU's running game going. And then that opened up some things in the passing game. And SVSU was able to hit more of those 5, 6, 7 yard passes last week that hadn't been there the prior weeks. And what those do is they keep the chains going. And yes, there were a few bigger plays too, but those 5, 6, and 7 yard completions are big helps to keep drives sustained.
SVSU playing well. Grand Valley always a tough opponent. The Battle of the Valleys tomorrow. We are having kickoff at what time, JJ?
2 p.m.
So 1:30 on the broadcast for the pregame show. 2 p.m. kickoff on 100.5 WSGW, also online, WSGW.com. More importantly, though, it's a home game. Head out to Harvey Randall Wicks Memorial Stadium and see it in person.
And I keep listening to the weather forecast. It keeps looking more and more likely like the rain's going to hold off until after the game. So, yes, we would love to see you out there tomorrow. Should be a beautiful day for football, and I think it will be a very, very intense, entertaining football game out at Wicks Stadium.
Go Cards!
Go Cards!